This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Very good afternoon to our Radio K Pulpit family. We're so excited that we can be with you once again. Another hour of power with Couples of Destiny. I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. We spoke about in January, we spoke a lot of stuff. We spoke about alignment. We spoke about resetting. We spoke about recommitting. We spoke about vision. There were so many things, unity. And I'm trusting God that you are and you've tuned in to every broadcast and that this is helping your marriage grow because God wants us to produce fruit. Right, love?
That's right. Fruit that remains. Mm. You know, we only can produce fruit when we are connected to the vine. That's and right. He is the vine dresser. Mm. So allow the Lord to remove those dry leaves, anything that is not growing, he will cut off. Yeah. You know, any fruit that does not produce, he will take it away.
Now, you know, there might be a few couples listening to us this afternoon that have had many years of experience being married, some maybe shorter than others. And so the topic this afternoon really is, I believe, it's an important one because it really speaks about independence. Now, we know that when we come together in marriage, husband and wife, you sort of like, we don't say you need to lose yourselves now, you know, because you become one. You still have your independence, but I like using the word, you become interdependent at the end of the day. And so we're gonna talk around a topic this afternoon entitled Why Independence Shows Up as Couples Mature. And that shouldn't be a bad thing. It shouldn't be a bad thing. I see some of you saying, ooh, you know, that's wrong. You know, we should be you know, it's a natural progression, I believe. But we're gonna get stuck into that. And we're going to go over to a song break right now, and we're going to talk around this topic. So stay with us, invite your friends, connect with us on Radio K Pulpit, either via Facebook or via an app or 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be back shortly. Hey, Radio K Pulpit family, we are talking about a very important topic this afternoon, why independence shows up as couples mature. And no, this is not really for the mature couples out there, but this is maybe just also to help the younger ones out there to let them know what's coming at the end of this. So it's a good listen for every person, wherever you are, at whatever stage in your marriage. We're going to talk through this, honey.
Yeah, because the question that we're asking this afternoon is, how does a couple navigate independence as you grow? And how do you get to know each other again? It seems that you start to grow independently. You know, how do couples handle this?
Yeah, yeah. It's difficult, you know, because, I mean, we can speak of experience. Mm. Because I would, in the beginning, and we're going to talk through it this often, but just in short, we did everything together in the beginning. And then as we matured, as every decade passed, you wanted to go out with the girls, or you wanted to do that, or you wanted to do this, or you stopped doing things together. You operated independently. And some people will view this and frown upon this and look upon this in a negative way. Mm. But there are positives to having that because you're unique individuals.
Yeah, you'll find couples that feel like they're drifting apart or just growing individually or separately. It's not, you're not imagining it. And no, it's not automatically a red flag. This is actually a normal stage in a long-term maturing relationship. We are married for 28 years, going on 29 years. And the key is in this, in marriage, is it's not avoiding independence. It's learning how to grow without drifting apart.
Yeah.
Right? So why does independence show up as you mature? Because in the early years, like my husband said earlier, couples are very fused. We do everything. We share routines, constant check-ins. It's emotional dependence, you know, sometimes without even realizing it. There's,
yeah.
I look at young couples today, yeah. This emotional.
They can't separate.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We're laughing because we see this in our own family. But
And don't feel bad if you're listening this afternoon. I mean, we're not saying stop that, because again, I'm saying it's a progression, you know, because, you know, you're clingy, you want to watch a movie together, so you're holding each other. It's like girlfriend, boyfriend in the beginning. And that's beautiful.
We speak about that's all wonderful. The time with them.
You know, we can speak about the five emotional love languages, but you'll notice over time that doesn't happen as often then, because you might want to watch a movie alone now. You might want to. So that independence creeps in. So don't start having this phantom thing speaking in your eyes. Say, I wonder if she's got another person or he's got another person. Be careful.
Yeah, because, you know, as trust, safety, and familiarity grows, something healthy happens.
Yeah.
Because each person will start having more. They will start becoming. And everything in life we do, we are becoming something or someone else. You know, we're not the same we were 10 years ago.
Yeah. But better.
Yeah.
You're maturing, you're improving. I think the key word is fully, you know, becoming more fully themselves.
Mm.
So I think you are becoming who you're supposed to be at the end of the day. And and this is again speaks to marriages, you know, and I'm very against. And I'll say it loudly, I'm against control in a marriage, because God never gave me control over my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did God give my spouse control over me. I wasn't placed in this marriage to control you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my marriage can continue controlling you, and you'll never become the person that God wants you to be, because you've allowed me to control you.
Correct. And moving out of that space is more where narcissistic behaviors come forth.
Correct.
And when we're talking about becoming your fully yourselves again, I find a lot of couples get married for their spouse to fulfill them. And that's not the point. You know, you don't get married to someone so they can fulfill or fill up a gap in your life. You know, you need to become fully self. I mean, here's an example for in our early marriage. My husband wasn't a communicator. He wasn't one that had that boldness to just speak to anyone. I was the communicator. I was the one that spoke, right? You always looked at me and said, how can you speak to people like that? You know, and to me, it didn't matter whether you were the king or the queen. I would speak to you like, you know, because we are all human. Mm. But God grew him into that capacity of boldness and confidence where he could find that and grow that as himself into himself. So each person, when they start becoming them full themselves again, it's not distance.
Yeah.
It's differentiation.
And that's powerful. Yeah.
Being
different rather than being distant.
Yeah, it's like also not being, it's not, the problem isn't independence, the problem is unspoken independence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I'm not open with you about where I am emotionally or spiritually, you will feel the distancing.
Yeah.
It will feel like I'm shifting from you if we don't have that communication.
Yeah.
So that's when independence feels like drifting.
Yeah. And we got to look at the warning signs, because you got to be careful to know that this is a natural progression. This is godly or ungodly. So you need to sense this in your relationship as well. So when independence feels like drifting, well, independence becomes, I'd say, threatening when growth happens without conversation at the end of the day, you know, or one partner evolves faster than the other. You know, we got to walk together. We got to work together. And then personal interest replaces shared connection. You know, me time, crowds out, we time. You know, you got to sense, you know, where this is drifting to. Mm-hmm. So you got to know that this is from God. This is natural, or it's unnatural at the end of the day. And that's when spouses, you know, they start thinking things like, do you still need me?
Mm.
Are we still moving in the same direction? Are we becoming roommates with benefits? I mean, it sounds,
yeah,
you know, a bit nasty out there, but you know, these are the thoughts that come up in the minds of people.
And it causes separation. It causes division. And I think a lot of it sometimes even leads to divorce because they do not speak about
and
that.
And that's the key.
You know, it's it's like you can't grow without having, you don't have to say every 5 minutes to your spouse, oh, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm doing. But the problem we said earlier isn't independence, it's unspoken independence.
Yeah.
So coming back to that again, you know, you ask this thing when your spouse starts thinking about all of these things, or what did you say, roommates with benefits? I mean, it sometimes becomes like that because people become so complacent or just content with what's going on around them and not looking at the part where we need to talk. Hello, can you please sit down? I need to talk with you, you know, because most couples don't fall out of love. They just stop updating each other. And I think there was a time in our lives that we didn't update each other. Mm. It was like, I'm just going here or I'm doing this, you know, and that is the kind of growing apart, you know, what we're talking about in this particular topic.
Yeah.
So where are you in your marriage? Because healthy marriages holds two truths at the same time. It is we are one. And we are still individuals.
And again, I'm coming back to control. You cannot control your spouse because you using the scripture that says the two become one. You got to allow your spouse to be the individual that they are. Give them their space. Like, I mean, I've given you the rope and you've finished the entire reel that the rope was on. And I that's because I know you and that's because I trust you. But not every relationship is like that, right? I've let you go and, you know, now and then I've reeled you back in. But you loved your independence. I mean, imagine I was another type of husband that said, you know, I mean, you probably beat me up a few times. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, but, you know, thank God he places the right people in your life.
I like that independence. I like that freedom in knowing. And this is the thing with couples, you know, when you know your godly identity and when you're secure in your marriage, when you're secure in who you are as an individual and who God is in your marriage, you know, and again, bring it back to if you ever, as a couple, have focus, if you have purpose, this is where the unity, the realignment, the reconnection, and the understanding comes in. Reassuring your partner that you're not having an affair or growing with someone else. You're becoming.
Yeah, that's powerful. Family, if you're listening, I trust that you are learning and that maybe for the mature couples, like, oh, now I understand, you know, you need to start putting things in perspective. And maybe if you have been being that individual and not communicating with your spouse, it's warning signs. You need to share why. And we're going to get it deeper into this topic at the end of the day and give each other permission at the end of the day. So we're going to go to a music break and we'll be back shortly. Radio K Pulpit family, we are talking about why independence shows up as couples mature. If you've been listening in, we've shared quite a bit over in our previous session. And it's important. Independence is important in a marriage without losing each other.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking about? I just got this revelation that, you know, the people out there, everyone speaks about, oh, people go through middle life crisis. And they deal with life. You know, it's not a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
It's growing independent.
Yeah, I think, again, coming back to what we discussed earlier, there was no discussion. So there was maybe, there was a different need that happened when you turned 40. It was a different need that you wanted when you turned 30. Because how many of you know when you, a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old has different ideals. And you know, when you're younger, you want to buy the car and you want to put on the fancy rims and the tires and things like that. But as you progress in life, you now think of other things, different things. So I think, again, important is that discussion. We're gonna get into that topic now, because how spouses handle independent growth, how do we handle it practically at the end of the day? The first thing you need to do is you need to name the season. In other words, what season are you in? You know, and when I say seasons, that we can use decades, your teens, your 20s, your, because people get married at different stages, 20, 30, 40, 50. So what season? And you need to announce it out loud, because silence creates stories, and stories create fear.
Yeah, depending on what story it is.
Exactly. So if I'm not listening, if I'm not knowing what season you're in right now, because let's be honest, you might be on a five-year tangent of wanting to, I don't know what, you know, whatever it is.
Go climb Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. you become a runner, you become an athlete all of a sudden, you become, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So have that conversation. Yeah. Why? You know, again, we come in with the W's.
Right.
Why? I just feel, you know, I went to the doctor the other day and I felt that, you know, when he told me my blood pressure is a bit high, I'm good. But you never communicated that to your spouse. And now all of a sudden your spouse is thinking, oh, she's now all of a sudden buying these tights and she's, you know, she's going to the gym. I wonder what's going on. Maybe there's a guy there, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't communicated. You haven't announced your season out loud.
Correct. Because there's the one way you can do this. You can try and say things like, I've noticed you're growing individually, and I want to stay connected while we do.
Yeah.
So this removes a threatening
thing
in your marriage, you know, and rather let it invite teamwork.
Correct.
Rather say, how can we do this together? So you can move away from, hey, what are you doing? You know, to who are you becoming? Mm. You know, isn't that beautiful that you're becoming something for God, for your spouse and for yourself, you know? So independence, family, isn't about hobbies. It's about identity shifts.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Ask each other, what's lightening you up lately? What's put that jump in your, skip in your jump?
I think it's an opportunity for conversation.
Because
couples don't converse that often as they should. This is an opportunity to converse. Now I'm letting you in on what I've been, what is the word you love saying? Ruminating about. So I'm letting you in because I've been thinking about this. I'm thinking about it. Now the thought has become an action. I'm actually doing it now at the end of the day.
Yeah, you can always ask your spouse as well, what feels different about you this year?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's another opening line for a question, a conversation, you know. And
what are you discovering about yourself?
Yeah.
You know, because you've now been on this journey for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months. So what have you discovered now? Because I see you now, whatever, painting. Yeah. You started painting, for example. Yeah. You know, what have you discovered? I realized I see, I don't see nature as I saw nature in the past, you know. What a beautiful opportunity to start talking about.
Yeah, because curiosity beats control every time.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not controlling, I'm not controlling, but we're just curious about, hey, you're becoming, share with me, tell me what it is. And this is basically where we are at, family. I don't know where you are at as a couple or as an individual. What are you becoming? What are you shifting toward? Have you changed your meal plan? Have you started to become more fit? Have you decided to read more books, or have you decided to watch less movies, you know, and go out there and bask in the sun? Have you decided to make more new friendships? You know, what are you becoming? This isn't a crisis talk, you know, because we can renegotiate the marriage, you know, regularly.
Yeah.
Because I can ask you, you can ask your spouse, what worked at year three won't work at year 10 or year 13. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because we always talk about this, because time together versus alone time.
Yeah. And it's a fact. And so if you're one of those sticklers for habit, this is how we always do it in the house. If your spouse wants change, allow change.
Mm.
If you've been eating breedies, ons sê in Afrikaans, die breedies wat jy geëet het vir die eerste 10 jaar in jou huwelik, en ewe skielik sê jou vrou in jaar 11 van jou huwelik, ons maak nie meer breedies nie, ons maak nou dit. Don't say, wat, my ma het altyd gemaakt en dis hoekom ek jou getrou het, whatever. Come on now, that's That's just control at the end of the day. You need to, let's just renegotiate at the end of the day.
Oh my goodness, you're talking about breeding. We lost it. We have a breeding.
So, look, I'm adding a bit of laughter into this, but I'm using examples. Yeah. So it might be something completely different in your world.
Mm.
But really, God wants us, He doesn't want us, wants us to be locked up, you know, in a cage, and marriage should be free. You know, not free to sin. No, not free to sin, but free to be yourself.
Yeah.
Free to be yourself without sin at the end of the day. So just remember that.
I mean, we can also talk about emotional availability.
Yeah.
Which is a similar, you know, where are you emotionally? Are you in a place where we can talk about this? Or many times I would say to you, oh, can we talk about this quickly? And you'll say, not right now.
Yeah.
And I used to get offended in the beginning when you used to say that. But I realized when you asked me one day again, a few times, not so long ago, actually, you asked me one day, tell me about this, and I didn't feel like talking about it.
And I respected that because if it was 20 years ago, I'd say, you see, you always want me to do it. And so I'd now force my way onto you at the end of the day and what I wanted. And that's really just, I think we mature. So the independence is actually also a maturity in your relationship at the end of the day, where you give each other permission, more permission that you gave each other when you were newlyweds.
Yeah, another thing you can also talk about is expectations around support and space.
Yeah.
You know, what is my expectation of you to support me in certain things, whether it's ministry, whether it's family, whether it's...
Well, we had the discussion just yesterday on... I was basically asking you how I could support you more, remember?
Yeah.
Because I started noticing things and I said, you know what? And so we had that open dialogue because why? I noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
I realized, I didn't keep quiet about it.
Mm.
I needed you to be okay to talk about it as well, you know? So, and that's important.
It is.
If you're not checking in, it's, you know, you're checking out.
And you know how that made me feel? Oh, I'm seen. Yeah. I'm being valued. And... Yeah. He wants to help me, you know. So you might be in that space where you need to ask your spouse and say, listen, I've seen this and that about you. How can I help, or how can I be a support to you? Family, this isn't a crisis talk, you know. It's a maintenance meeting.
Mm.
No drama, just giving clarity.
Yeah.
You know, for those who want to take this, take the meat, throw the bones away.
Yeah.
You need to protect your shared meaning as a couple, because independence should expand the marriage. It shouldn't shrink it.
Powerful. That's powerful. Family, I trust that you are listening to every word that we are speaking this afternoon and that you are gleaning in these fields and you're taking it and you're applying it to your marriage. Those of you that had control in your marriage, I want to say throw that control out of the window. God has not given you a spirit of control, okay, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So please throw it out, and God wants to give you a beautiful marriage and a marriage without sin, without failure at the end of the day. We might fall, but we don't fail at the end of the day. And so are we going to be back? We're just going to take a short break, a song break, and we'll be back with you shortly. Hey, Radio K Pulpit family, we're talking about why independence shows up as couples mature. And I'm sure you've been listening intently, listening to grow your marriage, listening to expand your knowledge on marriage. And really, none of these things that we are saying are here to offend you, but to help you at the end of the day. So we know what has worked for us. We've been married for a good couple of years, and we've experienced this independence thing ourselves, where we could trust each other enough to allow the spouse to do what they feel in that season and share it with each other. And we've done this many times.
Yeah, it's about becoming.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, because couples who thrive, they keep anchors, you know, and these are the kind of anchors that keeps you grounded. It keeps you grounded because I can ask you all the kind of questions I want, like, honey, what still belongs to us? You know, what do we do that is not negotiable? You know, what can we continue doing? Mm. What don't we do? Do we still do date nights? You know, are we still going to do check-ins? You know, are we still going to share our vision for the future? You know, all these kind of things. But one partner often needs more reassurance during the stage in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's not the same. I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes we marry a partner that's a little bit insecure, and it's not, I'm not saying to you it's wrong to be insecure. I think you could translate insecurity to a little being a little bit jealous or whatever you want to call it as well. So you need to reassure your partner. You know, because you know you know their thoughts are going to go wild, whether it's a you or she. Just give that reassurance. Honey, I still love you, but I need to go running, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. You know, I need to go out on my Saturday morning. I remember one of my daughters, I just noticed now the day she had a baby, I think it was a year ago, and and then she started doing Pilates, right? And I thought, okay, while she was in the house, she never did Pilates. But again, you know, that's her season now because she wants to. And then there's a couple of other things that she started doing and whatever. And I'm realizing, you know, that's her season, you know. And so, you know, her husband is permitting her to do all of these things at the end of the day without questioning, why are you all of a sudden getting your body in shape and whatever type of thing. And so we need to allow each other that freedom and that liberty to do that.
Yeah.
You know, reassure without smothering the person at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And one partner really, really sometimes, like we said, needs that reassurance. I'd say healthy reassurance sounds like I'm growing, but I'm not going anywhere. Right, so I'm growing. Just know that I'm growing in my personal life. I'm growing in knowledge, but know this, honey. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. You're still my number one. You're still my person. This growth includes you. Does not exclude you. It includes you. I want you to be part of my journey. At the end of the day.
That is so true. You know, it's beautiful. Thank you for choosing me, that I'm still your person. But, you know, love isn't proven by proximity. It's proven by intentional return. So proximity is easy and return is intentional. So you can be close and still feel disconnected. God never measured love by distance. He measured it by choice. Because the Word of God says in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20, it says, choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. Hold fast, family. It doesn't just hang around. It means hold fast. And love returns after tension, not just during peace. So anyone can stay when it's comfortable. But love is revealed when someone comes back after conflict.
Yeah.
And that is the beautiful part of being in a relationship where there is open communication, where there's transparency. You're giving your spouse the opportunity to become. It's like watching that caterpillar through the process and coming out as this beautiful butterfly. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity.
Yes, real love. If you speak about real love doesn't disappear when things get messy. You know, take you back to the time when you met your spouse. You know, that pure love, that strong love, that connect. I mean, you wouldn't care how late it was. You'd still be messaging each other. You know, you'd be calling each other. You know, that powerful, strong connection. That's real love. And things are going to get a bit messy in your marriage. You know, the food's going to burn and the water in the bath's going to, you know,
overflow.
A lot of things are going to happen. So that love still has to remain.
Yeah. Because being intentional returns, reflects God's own heart. And God always says, you know, he's intentional about you and I. So he makes this perfectly. You know, he says humanity drifted and he pursued.
Yeah.
He will always pursue us. You know, he'll leave the 99 and go after that one.
Yeah.
He will pursue us. And like, we need to pursue each other.
And we need to pursue Him.
Yeah.
Isaiah 6 verse 1 says, come, let us return to the Lord.
Mm.
He has torn us to pieces, but He will heal us.
Yeah.
You know. And Luke 15:20, but while He was still a long way off, His father saw Him and was filled with compassion. And He ran to His son. Love yeah. always leaves the door open. Leave the door open.
Mm.
Allow your spouse to have liberty at the end of the day, and often runs towards the returner.
Mm.
So we wanna ensure that there's constant communication. Don't shut the door on what you're doing. Don't shut the door on your spouse. That's the one that loved you.
Mm.
That's the one that loves you like God loves us.
It's so
unconditionally.
True. I like that, because that's what biblical love looks like.
Yeah.
It's not an emotion-driven thing.
Yeah.
It's a commitment-driven.
Yeah.
You know, when we commit to God, He will commit to us. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So endurance, family, friends, listeners out there, require intention. Nobody endures by accident, because intentional return builds trust and safety.
Mm.
And consistency in returning is what heals insecurity and restores connection. Be consistent, be intentional, build trust, and be safe. Feel safe in your space. Feel safe with your spouse, because love says so many beautiful things, you know. Don't give up. Like the prodigal, he came running back. And I'm not giving up. Mm. Lamentations 3:22 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail.
Mm.
They are new every morning.
Yeah, I love it. It's so beautiful. You know, love says, I'm back again.
Mm.
And I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
Is that your love? Look at your relationship today.
Yeah.
Is that your love? I'm back again and I'm not giving up. Love is active. It's not passive.
Mm.
I need to be displaying love in my relationship. Maybe you haven't been displaying that love in 2025. Well, this is 2026.
Mm.
It's time for a shift. Maybe that's the shift you need. Maybe that's the independence you need.
Mm.
You know, let's put it this way. Maybe there was never a hand-holding when you were newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, I've turned 30, and now I'm deciding to hold my spouse's hand. You know, see that as a new thing. You know, see that as really a change, a shift in the relationship. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, don't start asking questions in a negative way, but really start pursuing each other.
Yeah, that's like love is being active.
Yeah.
You know, not passive, as you say, but being present is not the same as being engaged.
Yeah.
People can be there. You can be there in the room with your spouse, but if you're not engaging, they're going to feel the difference. They're going to feel like you're not seeing them, that you are still independent from them. You know, they feel like they're growing apart in that sense. So 1 John 3:18 says, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
Wow.
Amen.
Family, there's so much more we can share with you, but we want to encourage you that you take these nuggets, apply it to your marriage.
Amen.
And we trust God that He will cause growth to happen. We're going to go over to a song break, and when we come back, we are going to pray for you.
So family, this afternoon, we just want to encourage every listener out there today. If you felt like you're loving independently and your love feels like you doesn't return, allow God today to be present and to be the one that will draw you by the power of His Holy Spirit. Because consistency in returning is what heals insecurity and restores connection. Father, we thank You this afternoon, Lord. As Your word said this day, today, Lamentations 3, because of Your great love, we are not consumed.
Mm.
For Your compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Father, I pray, Lord, today for the couple, Lord, that feel that they've been drifting apart, that they've been growing independently, Lord, as they're maturing. But help them to realize, Lord, that they are becoming what you intended them to become, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will help your children, each and every one under the sound of my voice, to return to their first love, to return to the one that has called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. You may be listening to me today and you said, but Terry and Calvin, I feel so far away from God. And God is saying to you today, I hear you. I see you. Open up your heart for me and say, Lord, come and live inside of me. Come and remove all my sin. Take all my transgressions, all my complaints, all my worrying, all my complaining, and everything that I may have said negatively toward my spouse that I've been, that enemy's been lying to you about what he or she may be doing as they are growing independently. Father, I pray for the one who feels that insecurity, Father. Pray that you will restore to them the joy of their salvation. I pray that you will restore their marriage, O God. I pray, Father God, that you will bring back the joy, that you will bring back, O God, that which you intended that couple to be, Father, that they will come and open up their hearts to be communicating on another level so that you can come in and be Lord of their lives. We honor you, King of Glory, and we thank you for this opportunity to speak across the airwaves today into the hearts of your people, to bring light, O God, into the dark place and revelation where there was frustration. So we bless you and honor you for this day as you walk worthy of the Lord in all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, family. And we hope to see you next week again and speak truths into your life. This is from myself, Calvin.
And I'm Terry, saying so long.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.